Hello, everybody. Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Star Sisters Tarot Talk. Today we are going to jump right into it because I see we have a lot of callers in line and we want to try to get to everybody. So, Rayla, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, let's start with area code 561247. If you would like to give your name, go ahead. If not, you can remain anonymous. Okay, are you there? 561247.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Tracy. Would you like to give your name?
Tracy.
Tracy?
Yes.
Hi, and welcome. Do you have a question?
Yes. Okay. I wanted to know, do you see me moving soon? Resident.
Okay, here's what I have for you. I have the card of mediumship, which tells me that you do have the ability to be in contact with loved ones who have departed. and apparently they must have something to say to you, or that card would not have shown up. You also have the listen to your intuitive feelings. Our physical body is a really good tool to use when we're looking for guidance and we're listening for guidance because, like, for example, when you hear something that is just spot on, oftentimes we will get what I call truth bumps, like little goosebumps on your arms and the hair stand up on your arms and that kind of thing. Your physical body will give you physical feelings that will confirm your intuitions. Like people say, I just have a gut feeling, that kind of thing. So listen to your physical body as it talks to you about what you're hearing. And then I have the card workshops and seminars. And so it would be really good for you to be open to workshops, seminars, that sort of thing, webinars, any kind of learning situation. Now, I don't see anything that indicates a move, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, maybe you will meet someone through one of the webinars or something like that that would make a connection. I don't know. But I don't see anything here that is just blatant, yeah, you're going to go somewhere.
Oh, okay.
All righty, I'm complete.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Tracy, for calling in. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye, sweetie. Okay. Our next caller is, it starts, 447-799. Okay, you're on the air with us.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Deep.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm a first-time caller. My question is, when do you see me starting work? I'm currently looking for work since the last couple of months. So I've given some interviews which didn't work out. I'm trying for more work.
Okay. Let me take a look. Okay, well, you definitely have work cards here. Hold on just a minute. I want to pull a couple more for you. Okay. All right. So here's what I see. You have the, I'm using the Syrian Starseed deck. And so you have a Ten of Crystals, which would be equal to the Ten of Pentacles in a regular tarot deck. And that really speaks of things going well financially for you. And then you have two cards in the Wands suit, which are all about career, work, drive, that kind of thing. And you have a 3 and a 4. And I'm feeling weeks here. I'm feeling like a 3 to 4 weeks kind of thing here. And it looks like it's going to be a stable job because your cards end with a 4, and 4 is a very stable number. And because of this 10 of crystals that you have, these two on either end, I'm thinking you're going to get a good paying job that's going to be a stable job. That's what I'm seeing here. And then I also have a twin flame card. The twin flames can signify a relationship. It may or may not be romantic. It doesn't have to be. But oftentimes when the twin flame card comes up, that means that something is going on or about to happen where you're in partnership with someone else. And so that's what I have for you.
Thank you. The twin flame would probably mean the girl I like. So I have past life connections with her. So she probably. So
great.
Do you think she's the flame?
Do I think she what?
Do you think she is the twin flame because of which I got this card?
Let me pull a couple more cards and see if we have any kind of indication.
Oh, thank you. I didn't mean to ask more than one question, though.
That's okay.
Okay. No, it's fine. Let me ask you this. Is she into fairies and that sort of thing, Mother Nature, Earth, that kind of thing? Is she into any of that?
Yeah, she is not into fairies, but she likes nature and animals.
Nature and animals, okay. Same kind of grouping, actually. Anything to do with, like, Mother Earth, animals, fairies kind of fits in with that. Okay, so then, because that card came up and it can describe her, I would say yes. And I have a card here that says to shield yourself. And when this card comes up, what that means is don't let your fears run away with you. So, like, if you have a fear that maybe she doesn't like you or maybe things won't work out, let go of any of those kind of fears. Just let go of fears, let things happen naturally. Don't get all worried about stuff like that because you don't want to cause something to not go right that you wouldn't need to. And so just don't let fears run away with you. And then you have another flame card, an 8 of flames, and that's looking, again, like a very advantageous thing. That's a very good card for what you're looking for as far as work goes, and it would be like a success of, if you get involved with this person, as long as you don't let your fears get out of control, it looks like things will go very well. And that's what I see.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. That helps a lot.
My pleasure.
Okay. Moving on to our next caller. We have area code 206446. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Okay. Would you like to give your name or would you like to give your name or be anonymous?
My name is Austin.
Austin, hi. And do you have a question?
Not anything in particular. I just want to find out if there are any messages for me or anything I need to know.
All righty, let's think of it. Yes, there are. Absolutely.
No surprise.
Oh, hold on here. Okay, I have two decks calling me at the same time, so hang in here for a second.
Okay.
Okay. While she's getting herself there organized, I actually see new beginnings and fresh starts for you. I don't know if you're planning on making a move or starting a new job or a new project or some kind of partnership or anything, but I definitely feel new beginnings and fresh starts. So you can keep that in mind. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that goes right with the cards that showed up for him, too.
Awesome.
Okay,
go ahead.
So the very first card I have is the ear chakra, so yes. Someone's trying to speak
Thank
to you.
You.
And it tells you to notice messages that are coming to you, and the way you would listen for those messages would be like words of music, something that somebody says that seems to be out of line with what the actual subject is, or your dreams, or anything along those lines. So a TV show you're watching and a particular line that somebody says just kind of stands out to you. So be listening for messages because, yes, you do have messages trying to come to you. Oh, I have a real bad feedback. Okay, so the next card I have is listen to your intuitive feelings. And so you either have or you're going to be getting intuitive feelings in as far as guidance goes and which way you're supposed to go. So that is already in place for you, so you're not going to have to worry about that. Then you have a card that is heal away addictions, which I find very interesting and feels kind of out of place to me, but it says to watch out for behaviors that could block you from your heart's desire. And Archangel Raphael.
Hello?
Are you still there, Raina?
I think we might have lost her.
Okay, well, we'll just give her a second to get back in, or she's probably having a technical difficulty.
Okay, am I back
there
yet?
There you are.
Yes, you're there.
How rude of blog talk. Goodness sakes. So anyway, as I was saying, I have this bizarre heal away addictions cards here, which says don't let any behaviors block or any to let go of any kind of behaviors from your past that block you from what it is that your heart's desire is. And then I have the Great Wheel. And that is all about new beginnings and great new things coming and that sort of thing. And it's a major arcana. And so that says it's a significant change. It's not just a minor part, it's a major part. And so anyway, I was trying to say that's what I had before Blog Talk so rudely dumped me. Do you have any other questions?
No, I mean, my main thing was wondering about my acting, if that was
going
to take off.
Oh, hold on, I want to pull a couple more cards for you.
Okay.
I don't think I'm done with you yet. Oh, cool. Okay. And so what showed up is workshops and seminars cards. So that would make me ask you, are you going to any working, acting classes, or are you teaching any acting classes? Are you involved with them in any way? And then I have, I'm sorry?
I said I have, yeah.
Okay, cool. And then you have the Goddess card, which is really interesting because this is all about expressing divine feminine energy, which often is required in an acting part. Maybe you're going to be an addict in a new play or movie or whatever you're going to be in. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty interesting, though. That one card is kind of weighing on my mind. I can't figure that one out. If you figure it out in the future, please call us back and tell us, because that card seems so out of place to me. And then, like I said, okay, so this one is about workshops and seminars, and then you have the goddess card, which is all about divine feminine energy, embracing magical intuition, nurturing qualities, that sort of thing. I just see really good stuff for you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay. And I would just like to remind our callers, if you had your question answered, would you please click the number 1 on your phone to take yourself out of queue? Unless you have another question, then you can leave yourself in queue. Okay. And moving on, we have a caller here, area code 714-308. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Would you like to give your name?
Yes, my name is Larry.
And do you have a question?
Yes, I would like to know what's going to be going on in my immediate future, maybe in the next month or two.
All right. Give me just a second here. The big deck is calling me. Wow. Okay. I have 2 flame cards and a major arcana. And so I have a 6 and an 8. 6 is a very, I'm sorry, can you hear me? I laid the phone down. 6 is a very nurturing number. And the flames have to do with work, drive, motivation, passion, that sort of thing. And then the eight of flames is a very good card as far as work goes, because it's like a success card. As far as work or something along those lines would go. I have a card here, the Master of Crystals. It's the Crystal Skull. And the Crystal Skull is quite a significant card. It's not a major arcana, but it is kind of like a good luck kind of thing. And so because you have this, and Master Crystals would be like equal to King of Pentacles in a regular deck, and so this is a suit that's about money and about health. And the Master of Crystals would mean good money and good health. And because you have this 8 of flames and the 6 of flames, the nurturing, the success, and then the Master of Crystals, I'd say you have some good things coming in your future here pretty quick. And it looks like it's going to be something really good, because this gull crystal is, like I said, that's pretty much a good omen. So it looks good. Do you have any other questions?
Well, thank you. That was a very good reading. Yes, I think I do have another question.
Okay.
Well, I'm kind of distant from my family here now, and I just want to know how my family is adjusted to me being away from them. I'm kind of missing them, and I just want to know if everything's going to be okay there, generally.
Right. Okay. Here's what came up. In the middle, you have the parents card. So I would wonder right off the bat if one or two parents, I don't know if both of your parents are living or either of your parents are living, but if they are, they are involved in this reading. And then you have the Archangel Michael. Now, he is an angel who protects and guides and that sort of thing. And so my interpretation of this is that you have Archangel Michael at your disposal to watch over your loved ones for you. And then the other card I have is the Cancel, Clear, Delete card. And that card is just a reminder to make sure that you use positive thoughts, positive words, because our thoughts and our words manifest into physical form. And so if you find yourself ever thinking along negative lines, just make sure that you ask the angels to cancel the effects of any kind of negative thinking or thoughts that you might. Like, for example, if you're worried, overly worried about your family back home, that would fall under the category of you don't want to think on those lines, because you want to keep your thoughts positive, that all is well with them and that things are working out for their good as well, and that sort of thing. And so because you have the parents card and the Archangel Michael card, I'm saying that this looks like you have the angels watching over them for you. Just don't let yourself worry too much to where you mess yourself up. You know, because we can kind of squirrel ourselves up in our own head if we get to worrying about things too much. So that's what I see here.
I really felt a sort of a rush of energy down my spine when you first talked to the Archangel Michael. It kind of really gave me a good feeling that I think things are really going to head in a positive direction.
Yeah, I do too. Very much
I thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
You have a great day.
Yes, you too.
Love you and your sister.
Okay, sister.
Okay.
Do we have any other callers, or do we want to talk about a new deck I found?
Actually, I would love to talk about a new deck you found, but we still have one in queue here that we already took, and I'm not sure if they have another question. So,
well, let's go with that.
I just want to ask them quick. Yeah. Area code 206446. Are
Hi,
you with us?
Yeah,
hi. Did you have another question?
Well, I was listening, but I must have not taken the one off. But I always have questions.
Okay, would you like to ask another question?
Well, yeah, a good one would be, do you see me moving anytime soon or staying where I'm at?
Okay, let's take a look.
This must be like my bonus day.
All right. The first two cards, I don't see any kind of indication about moving. Those two are cards of flames, which would be wands, work, passion, desire, career, that sort of thing. The two is like a partnership kind of card. The six is a nurturing card. But then you have the seven of chalices. And let me just give you a visual of this card. This is like a spiral staircase going up into outer space. And it has seven beautiful goblets made of silver and gold. And each goblet has within it a desire, like something that you're looking forward to in your future. And I see a house in the 1, 2, 3, in the fourth one. So because it's in the fourth one, I'm thinking that's not terribly far out, like a year to 18 months kind of time span there, sometime within that time span, that it looks like there could be a possibility. Now, I will say this, anytime you do a reading, it is only based on how things are at this moment, because every decision we make takes us in another direction. And so tarot is always, when you do the reading, it is based on how things are at that time, what energies are in play and could likely come to pass. So I see that it is a possibility here because I have a house inside of a cup and it's okay. Only four cups up the ladder. You know, like if it was the seventh one up, I'd be thinking, oh, that's like way down the road, but it's only the fourth cup up. So good possibility. So that's what I see there.
Great. Awesome. Right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You're very welcome. Okay. Area code 917-376. You're on the air.
Well, hello. I just tuned in. I'm so happy I got through. I would love an angel card reading.
Okay. Awesome. Would you like to give your name or be anonymous?
Oh, my name is Ellen.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, with the angel cards, here is what I see. I have the card of integrity, and that card just says to align your actions with your values, with your heart's desire, your inner knowingness of what's right for you. Don't let other people throw you off your path. You know in your heart what you're drawn to and what is right for you. So you want to stick with that. And then I have an indigo card, which means either you or someone that you are involved with or will be involved with, and I don't mean involved like romance, I just mean someone in your life that's an indigo. And an indigo can always be easily spotted through being highly sensitive, very intuitive. Typically, they're a natural-born leader. They often can be very gifted, especially psychically, that sort of thing. And then you have the vacuum away fear card. And that card says that you can call on Archangel Michael and or Raphael and just ask them, if you ever have fear-based energies, to pull those from you, especially surrounding a situation where an indigo might be involved. And then that way you don't get bogged down in your own thinking. So if you have any problems with fear-based energies, either from coming from other people, because sometimes other people's fears can really kind of set you off kilter. So if you have people around you that are giving you that kind of energy, you can ask Archangel Michael and or Raphael to come help you to vacuum away those fears so that they don't affect your path. And that's what I see.
That sounds wonderful, but could you say the name of the last card? I didn't get that one.
Right. The last card was vacuum away fear.
Oh, okay. Okay. Great. It sounds like a wonderful reading.
Yeah, it does. Your cards look good.
Yes. Well, it's a good way to start the weekend, isn't it? Thank you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Rayla, we're out of time now, so I guess it's time to say bye, and we'll catch everyone next week.
Sounds good.
All right.
Come on, dear. Okay, come on, Oliver.
Mm-hmm.